Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update on Kaya 959.
Right about now, though, we're discussing business, and somebody who's standing in for Gugu is a very good friend, Nzinga Kunta, who'll be bringing you Kaya Biz this evening. So there's concerns about the U.S. economy, but I don't know, man. Consumers, I don't think they're concerned at all, actually.
Cesar, very good morning to you and the Kaya 959 listeners. So U.S. consumers brushed off those concerns about the economy after their Thanksgiving dinners, and they went on a $23.6 billion buying spree for the last 3 days. Adobe Statistics says that shoppers in the world's largest economy will spend up to 6.3% more than last year's Cyber Monday, which is the country's busiest online shopping day. So you're right there, people not concerned, just spending those dollars.
And, you know, even here in South Africa, on social media, everybody was saying, Black Friday is dead. But people that went to shops on Friday were saying it's packed.
I cannot tell you how. Even I didn't realize what was going on until I was stuck in traffic for hours. Our friend KP actually was saying that he went to Mall of Africa and couldn't get out for hours. So really, people are participating. If we look at shopping patterns at one mall, this seems to be the trend as well. High Prop Investments, in their pre-close operational update yesterday, said that foot traffic at Clearwater Mall more than doubled from average following the opening of Walmart's first store in the country. So we're importing that American excess, maybe. The foot count was about 85,000 on the opening day compared to the average of 37,000 on the weekend. So about 50,000 extra feet there. The company's 9 shopping centers continue to perform well, and they say that's despite the tough economic conditions that are weighing on them in South Africa, and also the rise in online gambling spend, which is a problem that, you know, is really taking over the South African economy. Let's take a quick look at bourses, though, Cesar, where U.S. markets ended yesterday's session weaker. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 0.9%. The S&P 500 was 0.5% weaker, and the Nasdaq Composite Index was down 0.3%. When we go to Asia, markets there are mixed in early trade today. Japan's Nikkei is up 0.2%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng is trading flat, and the mainland Shanghai Composite Index is down by 0.5%. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange was green across the board at the closing bell yesterday, the All Share Index rising 0.8%. Currencies in the last hour or so, the rand was trading at 17 rand and 9 cents to the dollar, 22 rand and 56 cents to the pound sterling, and 19 rand and 84 cents to the euro. Bitcoin trading at $87,114. And finally, let's look at the commodities markets. Gold's trading at $4,216 an ounce, platinum at $1,645 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude oil at $63.21. I leave it there for now. I'll be back at 6 PM tonight.
Thank you very much. Nzinga Kunda there standing in for Gugu. And as you heard, she will bring you Kaya Biz.
Business update on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.